Welcome into Baltimore Sports Today, the daily podcast from the Baltimore Sports Report Network. It's episode 333 for Friday, November 11th, 2016. I'm Zach Wolf from BaltimoreSportsReport.com. Joined as always by my good pal, Jabby Burns. How are you, Jab?
I'm good, Zach. Before we get to the Purple Monday recap of the Ravens and talk about the weekend, try to make you some dough. Give a shout out to our veterans out there, yes. Zach, on Veterans Day here today. My grandfather, he was a veteran of the war, and also my father-in-law, Fred Angulo. Shout out to you as well. He was in the Vietnam War. Just some people out there that doing things that I would never do because I'm just a coward, but that these people put their life on the line legitimately, Zach. Definitely. Nowadays, the way we are in our culture. And, you know, regardless, we talked about politics last couple of days, and we'll stop doing that, don't get me wrong. But with everything going around and all the chaos that ensued after the last couple of days here, let's kind of remember the people that are really on the front lines, not the people that are sitting in behind glass houses and just, like, you know, ordering people around. How about we give a little shout out and a little bit more respect to the people that are actually on the front lines?
Yep, absolutely. Happy Veterans Day to everybody, all the veterans out there. Thank you very much for what you do, because like Jeb said, kind of the unsung heroes, and especially, you know, right now not drawing the headlines that they should draw. So they definitely are deserving of all the attention today. So thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Well, Jab, it's Friday, so you know what that means on Baltimore Sports Today, right?
We have a saying. You quit your job?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Tell your boss to go kick one out the outside and you're going to Vegas? No.
We have said that in the past. Okay. No, come on. We have a nice little saying about Friday. It is a
Football Friday.
That's right, Jack.
I heard other people saying that on shows, actually. What? Should I be offended? Should I talk to somebody about that? Is there management?
Where are they? You know what? I'm going to send some angry letters to people.
We got some BSR legal, don't we, Zach? From the past, don't we have some legal representation?
We do. Uh-huh. Yep. I'm furious about that. We coined this.
It's Zach Wilt LLC, if you want to give a holler.
Does not exist.
Wilton Don't. Burns. That's our law firm.
Law firm.
You know what's funny? Somebody said, because, you know, I know this comes as shockers, 1 and 9, Burns isn't my real last name.
What?
But somebody that looked at my last name at the old admissions area yesterday when I told you about that chaos that I went through yesterday, somebody said, oh, man, your last name's like a law firm. And I'm like, well, my 401k doesn't say so. So let's. Quite interesting. So either way, Burns is also probably a good law firm name. I think Wilton Burns is something we could put together in future. And we'll talk financials on this show, Zach. And we do talk financials because we like to give people investments.
Yeah, we'll be talking all about financials today. Well, we should start with what the Ravens did last night, because the Ravens put on some pretty uniforms.
Oh, man, they were dope.
And hosted the Cleveland Browns, the still winless Cleveland Browns, the 0-10 Cleveland Browns, and put together a nice W, basically with a win in the second half. You texted me in the first half and said, boy, another nice quality product here from the NFL as the Ravens entered halftime, or the third quarter, down 7-6 to Cleveland. It was a very exciting first half, but kind of clicked into gear in the third quarter. Joe Flacco went 10 for 12, two scores in the third quarter. They end up winning this one 28-7, Flacco with three touchdown passes. And like I mentioned, a strong second half. But, you know, definitely some concerns, some angry tweets and Facebook posts, which I've been used to hear from just about everybody, regardless of the topic. But people were none too pleased with the performance of Flacco and the Ravens offense in the first half.
Yeah, and I could see that. The Flacco threw some terrible throws in the red zone, Zach. He continues to throw off his back foot. It's just not the Joe that I'm accustomed to. I still, like I said, I still believe that there's something going on there. I still believe he's not completely healthy. Reading a little bit more about this, when Phillip Rivers had this same injury and some other quarterbacks, it took him basically almost a full year and a half, almost, in a way, to kind of get back to where they were before. So I'm not worried about Joe going forward, but for this year, Joe's going to have to start making some better throws. And his receivers are going to help him out a little bit too. Some of these throws, the receivers just didn't really help him out either. I will tell you one receiver that I'm obsessed with, and I've been obsessed since he's been a Baltimore Raven. That's one Steve Smith Sr. That mother grabber continues to just make play after play after play. And that dude is, I'm telling you, is shorter than me. There's got to be shorter than me. And that's, if you've seen me, that's pretty short.
He's older than you too.
Oh my God. He is such a badass. He goes into the, you know, he just gets people fired up. And again, I'm not a Ravens, you know, apologist by any stretch of the imagination, though if I was going to get a uniform, that uniform would have definitely been one I would get right there. Those things were looking, I think, the sharpest of any of the uniforms outside of my Bolts in the little color rush action. I don't know what Cleveland's difference was. Cleveland's was. I just know that they still are terrible in those clothing regardless. But in the second half, Zach, I thought there, I would love to know what was said at halftime, because this team looked completely different in the second half. And I'm not thinking Harbaugh's in there, you know, tearing the paint off with some of his speeches. But I'll tell you this. One Terrell Suggs and one Steve Smith Sr., the two leaders, I think, on both sides of the offense and that defense, I'm giving you a clap. I understand it's the Browns, but it doesn't matter. That was a game that the Browns, you know, at halftime were thinking, man, we could win this game. But then Hugh Jackson got – I don't know what happened to Hugh Jackson. What happened to him at halftime? Maybe he had a cocktail or two. He put in Josh McCown, who's usually killed the Ravens. But I thought Kessler was fine. I didn't think there was any reason for him to make that switch. But either way, it leads to a 28-7 victory for the Ravens, something that we talked about that they needed going into a semi-bye week now. The only thing that came out of it that I found that a little bit disheartening is seeing our boy Alex Lewis go down with that gruesome ankle injury.
Definitely.
That's going to kill them, because Yon, especially Yon to being out.
Yep. That's going to be devastating. Yeah, I totally agree. Well, it was nice to see everything click into gear in the third quarter. Ravens moved 64 yards on their third possession of the third quarter, took a 13-7 lead, and that was pretty much all she wrote from there. It ended up being a nice big win. But that possession in particular was really impressive. Like you said, I don't know what happened there at halftime. Who came up with the rah-rah speech, but Flacco went to five different receivers on that drive. Closing with it with a 4-yard touchdown pass to Darren Waller, which was really
on third
impressive.
Down too.
On third down, yep. And he ended up finishing the game 30-41, 296 yards, 2 touchdowns. So that was pretty good. And despite how things ended in the first half, this ended up being the first time this season that the Ravens had a game decided by more than 8 points. It was their most lopsided win, Jab. Mm-hmm. Since December 28th, 2014,
I saw that.
Which was a 20-10 win over Cleveland. So
they've been playing some squeakers, Zach.
I know, man. That's a nice little nugget for you, by the way. If you're doing
2014, the Orioles were in the ALCS, if we remember correctly. That's how long ago I feel like that was, and. You know, for the Ravens, I agree. They've been playing so many close games. We talked about the razor thin, competitiveness of this league itself. But the Ravens definitely are in the mix of those. And so, you know, to get a laugher like that, besides the injuries to Lewis and some of the others coming out of that game, I think they came out healthy. The other person that stood out to me, Zach, I like me little Kenny Dixon. I like it. I like that he's getting a little shiftiness to him. I saw a little burst to him. He's getting his legs back, a couple runs that I think he'll break later in the season. I think he could be a secret force for the Ravens going forward, because I think between him and Terrence, because Terrence is more of an uphill runner and a little bit shiftier, better hands with Dixon, I think they're going to get themselves together on the running game. Like I said, though, the problem is you got to get Yonda back, and then, of course, with the Alex Lewis injury, it's going to be difficult. But I liked what I saw from him, so he could give Joe another some more targets, help him out a little bit in the running game.
Yeah, nice weapon there for the, yep. that the Ravens offense definitely needs. Going back to Steve Smith real quick, want to congratulate him. 5 catches for 60 yards. He moves into 8th place on the NFL career list with 14,349 yards receiving. He ends up passing Reggie Wayne. Wayne, that's a big
dope.
Name.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Marvin Harrison's next on the list. He's got 14,580 yards receiving at number 7. So have to keep an eye on that. I know we don't talk a lot about stats in football, but that's an impressive list. That's one of those stats. That's pretty impressive. So I have to keep an eye on that. Congratulations to Mr. Senior there, Steve Smith.
God, he's so fun to watch, man.
He is fun. Yeah,
easy guy. And if you saw some of the quotes that came out after the game, just talking about how, you know, how he grew up, where he came from. His mom made $12,000 a year, took care of him and his brother. I knew they grew up on the mean streets of L.A. When I say that, I mean really the mean streets of L.A.
Yeah.
Went to community college. He then got his chance at Utah and just continued to show what you can do no matter how big you are in this league. He's a football player that somebody that you can respect and somebody that you could follow. You know what I mean? And some of this, especially the diva receivers that we have out there now, Zach, this is a guy that would like to mold after, you know, anybody. I love the way he plays, and to come back from that gruesome injury that I watched live last year against the Chargers, to come back and actually in your mind be retired because you were going to retire and actually do all that work to get back. He doesn't need the money. He didn't need anything, but he wants to come back because he enjoys playing and he wants to win. So I mean, geez, I'm not comparing him to veterans on Veterans Day by any stretch, Zach, but man, he is a warrior.
Yeah, Yeah, he definitely is. So,
yep.
Ravens end up winning their bye week, Jab.
Huge.
28-7. Now get a little bit of extra rest before they travel to Dallas November 20th. That seems like forever away. 9 days from today is the next time the Ravens play a game, November 20th, to face the Cowboys. And a team that they're 4-0 against.
They closed down that old stadium.
I remember that was one of my favorite Ravens wins of all time.
Did you know also that Jerry Jones handpicked the Ravens for that game?
I did,
as well.
And that's what made it so much sweeter. Yeah. Uh huh. That was awesome. That was so great. So would like to see them continue that trend against Dallas, and they've got a nice long 9 days to prepare for the Cowboys. So it feels good to play the Browns on Thursday night. Let me tell you, that's a good feeling. Nice, easy win. What ended up being a nice, easy win. And now you get to prepare for a much tougher game. So,
oh yeah. And it will be tougher. I agree that they'll have a tougher game with Dallas and, spoiler alert, looking ahead, I think Dallas could be coming off a loss going into that game as well. But, it's good for the Ravens, man. You get to 5-4. You got yourself a nice legitimate lead now in the division. And going forward, we talk about this team getting on a stretch and maybe getting a little run towards the second half. The other thing I want to point out, Zach, before we get to the Nuggets, mm-hmm. I thought the defense played pretty well. I understand that the Browns aren't like the greatest show on turf by any stretch, but they were moving the ball a little bit. They had a very good running game that the Ravens completely stymied. My boy Weddle with a big play out in the backfield there. Now, I know he got burnt by a white tight end. That's going to happen occasionally, but man, they just come up and they're making plays. And I have to say this, it's been very quiet this year, but when he plays, Jimmy Smith is turning into a quote-unquote shutdown corner. He just is. And when he's on the field, he's taking the best receiver, following it around, and doing a great job. And that one, that Terrell Pryor kid, I know he was a quarterback in college. I know they're just trying to figure something out with him. He's going to be a star in this league. I'm sorry. If you haven't watched him, if you haven't had him in DraftKings, he's going to be a star, and he's just learning how to play the position. So, long ways to say that the Browns have some decent players on their team. I think Hugh Jackson was dealt quite a hand. I hope he gets to see the fulfillment in the end of it, Zach. But, just in general, big win for the Ravens. And, again, those uniforms were pretty damn dope.
They were. I liked them. Yep. That gold, man. Oh, that gold was awesome.
It's pretty good.
Give me that shield on the helmet, and that's, like, the perfect. That's
perfect what you're looking for.
Yep. That's it. Yeah. All right, you know what else I'm looking for?
Oh, yeah.
Some help in Survivor and some winners this week. Right. What do you got for me?
All right, so Survivor-wise, if you've made it this far along, by the way, I mean, that's just a straight golf
talk for
you.
Seriously, I thought everybody.
Think about upsets that have just completely gone out. Now, to be honest, to be fair, as the Survivor King, as I call myself, I was my king got cracked, as they say in cards, by an ace. If you heard me talk a couple shows ago about the Minnesota Vikings and the vitriol that I have for that bum Sam Bradford and that bum Blair Walsh, you could read right through it. They took me out a couple weeks ago when they lost to Chicago. Yeah, the Bears and Jay Cutler. Oh, Suckler. I can't believe that happened. But then again, that's what they call second half, second chance pool, Zach. And as a person that likes to chase some investments, I'm chasing again. And this week, I'm back in with it. And there's a week 10 start, and I'm going with the Arizona Cardinals. So you'll see these boys again later when we get into the ATS situations. But I think Arizona coming off a bye, getting probably, in my opinion, you saw the Browns last night. I think the San Francisco 49ers are worse than the Browns, and the main reason why I think that, Zach, is I think they've completely quit. As opposed to the Browns, who've got a bunch of 100, draft picks are all playing for jobs, the Niners have a bunch of old players outside of Torrey Smith, just a bunch of people that are laying down. Bad defense, going to Arizona. Arizona's got to get it together here. They're much better than they played with the week off. David Johnson should go nuts. I like Arizona in the desert to go ahead and take care of business against the Niners.
All right. I like that pick. What else you got?
All right, so the other one that I kind of went back and forth with, and it's always easy to go with, right? The Patriots, right? Now, the only thing that I don't like about this game is that the Patriots, now they are coming off a bye week, which is good for the Patriots, and I imagine Belichick's probably 506 off of bye weeks because all they do is win, and they always do win at home. The one sneaky thing here that I find interesting is that Seattle under the lights is really, really good. Take a look at their record. I think, Zach, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's something like 75% of the time they win, whether at home or away. under the light. So this game's a Sunday night game. Should be entertaining. You know, we'll see what happens in that regard. So last time we saw Seattle, was, I think, gift-wrapped a win last Monday night against the Bills and some just awful officiating. I benefited from it, so I'll be happy about it. But for those out there that had the Bills, I feel bad for you because that game was completely taken away from you in many ways. But Seattle's got to travel, Zach, all the way out to Foxborough to play this game. I don't think that's going to bother them that much, but I just think in the end, the Patriots are just on a mission this year. Tom Brady's going to try to win an MVP by missing the first four games. I like the Patriots here. Now, there are other teams better, in my opinion. I would have took the Ravens last night if you were in a survivor pool because I thought that was a good spot for the Ravens. But yeah. In general, that's my second one. My third one is kind of dicey because it's a pick 'em. But the way that these two teams are playing and going opposite directions, I like the Giants on Monday night. It's a pick 'em. I don't know what to tell you. The Giants have won a bunch of games in a row since they went to London.
They look good.
And they're starting to look good. Odell Beckham's starting to kind of keep it in his pants a little bit more, making actually just getting touchdown catches and going back to the bench and saying, you know, congratulations to the team, not me. So less Odell being me and more of, you know, Manning being able to get these guys together, defense playing a little bit better. And I think that the Bengals, I just feel like when you tie a game on the pitch out in Wembley, I don't know what that gets you, but you get a week off, and I don't know. It just is something about the Bengals. They're just finding ways to lose this year. I think they'll find a way to lose here on Monday night as well on a pretty raucous crowd up there in New York.
Yep. I'm with you. Two teams going in opposite directions, I feel like. So I like that.
Yeah,
pick,
and they're not a selection per se, but if I'm taking them as a survivor selection and it's a pick 'em, you might want to just save some money this weekend and see what you can get the Gigantes are on Monday night, because I have a feeling that's going to be a good, nice little win in your favor.
There you go. So Arizona, New England, and the New York Football Giants are Jab survivor selections this week. If you have hung on this long,
yes,
that's what you
get. Or if you're joining a second half pool and chasing some of your bad investments, you can go ahead right back in, jump back in. Nobody likes a quitter, Zach. I've told you that for years.
That's right. Don't quit. It's not over yet. All right. How about some winners for this week, Jab? What do you got?
All right, so we're going to go back to the Arizona Cardinals once again. Like I said, I think San Francisco is just horrific. This is a big number. It's 13, one of the biggest numbers I've seen this year in the NFL. We talked about how this week is so loaded with 2-point, 3-point favorites. Just shows that this league is so razor thin when it comes to teams. You know what I mean? You got your Patriots and then everybody else. But I think Arizona is a better team, first of all, than San Francisco. I think they're two touchdowns better. And when Arizona gets on a roll, they start rolling people. David Johnson, fantasy hero. I know he's a lot of money. Might be worth it this week. He's had, a week off. Carson Palmer's got a week off. That Arizona defense is going to be ready to go. I don't care if Colin Kaepernick decides to vote. I don't care if he decides to sit or stand for the national anthem. Either way, he's going to be on his back a lot, Zach. I have a feeling. I think there'll be some sacks in this game. Another team you want to look at, maybe the Arizona Cardinals in a defense for fantasy as well. But Arizona is 21-8 ATS versus losing teams, Zach. I just, to me, a losing team is one, the San Francisco Giants. And before I get to the next one, last thing on San Francisco, you know what their number is against the spread this year, Zach? They're 1-7 against the number.
Wow.
And some of those numbers have been pretty big numbers too, Zach. So and their only win was on opening, if you remember, the opening night. Nobody watched it, but they hammered the Minnesota Vikings on opening night. So you got that. That's the only win that they've been able to come up with. I think they're terrible. I think that Chip Kelly's going to go back to college, and I think this is where Arizona will get healthy. So you could take them as your survivor pick, and you can lay the 13 and try to keep it under 14 if you can, just so you don't get, you know, backdoored or anything. But I think Arizona's a good play there.
All right. What else you got? Got a nice over and under for us?
I do have one. And, you know, I look at this point of the season, Zach, of teams that are just really, really bad and that have just kind of started to kind of play for next year. I don't think the Bucs are that team in Tampa Bay. But, you know, the least thing I can promise you with the Bucs is they'll give a lot of points up and they're going to score a lot of points. And for me, that's a perfect recipe for an over. This is only 45.5. The Bears with Jay Cutler coming off a bye. Last time, like I said, we saw them. They beat those bums, the Vikings. in Chicago, Cutler likes to throw it to Alshon Jeffrey, likes to throw it to his tight end, Zach Miller. Jordan Howard has been a great little find for them at running back. So I think the Bears will actually score some points in this game. But I do think Mike Evans, Jameis Winston, you know, whatever running back that they have this week, Jaquizz Rodgers, whatever they decide to go with, I think this could be a high-scoring game down there. Hey, Raymond James, looks like the weather's going to be okay. It's been like 85 degrees in Florida for the last 2 months. I just really like this total. I also like the Bucks in this spot too. They're 13-5-1 in their last 19 games against the spread. I like that number there for the Bucks. Now that has a lot to do with the fact they've been getting a lot of points, but I think Jameis is pretty good. Mike Evans is a monster. If you looked at his numbers, Zach, I mean, he's just been – he just scores touchdowns. He makes great catches, just a big guy, and he's out of the concussion protocol this week, so he's good to go for that game at 1 o'clock down there at Raymond James Stadium. So I like the over in the Chicago-Tampa Bay 45.5.
All right. You got one more pick for us?
Yeah, and last nugget on that, the Bears 26-10. Going over the total after a straight up win, which they had against those bums, Minnesota, a couple weeks ago. My final game, Zach, and honestly, it could be my five star. I could be way wrong on it. And I'm not doing any puns when I say five star because it's against the Dallas Cowboys. Here's my thing. If you look at what Ben Roethlisberger has done after, so he comes back 1 week after an injury and he's usually mediocre at best, right? The next week, he completely blows up, and I think he averages a little close to 400 yards and 3+ touchdowns in his second game after an injury. Now, this game's at home. Dallas has been on a heater. Don't get me wrong. This line should be, if you just looked at it on paper, Zach, and you saw these two teams, I understand it's in Pittsburgh, the Cowboys should be favored in this game. You know, I mean, Cowboys have been running over everybody, running the ball. Dak's unbelievable. And, you know, Jason Witten all of a sudden is like 2010 for him. I don't know what's going on there. But somehow the Steelers are 2.5-point favorites. Now, that number has stuck there as well. It opened, I think, around 1.5, which means some of the money has actually come in on Pittsburgh. I like Pittsburgh in this game. I don't think it should be. I think the line stinks a little bit too. But I think Pittsburgh comes out. I actually think that Pittsburgh is going to blow them out. So if you can get this thing under 3, I think this is a spot. I think Pittsburgh is going to exercise plenty of demons of the last couple weeks here. They saw exactly what the Ravens did here on Thursday. Now they're getting ready to sit around for a whole 10 days before their next game. Pittsburgh needs to get on a roll at some point. Everybody's talking about this team as a potential team that could take on the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. Well, you can't do that if you don't win this division. And last time I checked, you got to get W's to do that. So we'll see what happens in the next couple weeks here because the Ravens are going to get the Cowboys after this game. But I really like the Steelers here, 2.5-point favorites. The Steelers are 11-5-1 in their last 16 games. So last time I checked, there's a 16-game season in the NFL. So that's a pretty good sample size, Zach. They're 11-5-1 in the last 16 following a straight-up loss. Now, they lost straight-up here at the bank last week where Ben didn't look that great. But if you notice that second half of that game, and I understand the Ravens are playing a little prevent, Zach, but I thought that Ben started to kind of feel a little bit. He missed on a couple throws that he usually catches on. I think Le'Veon Bell is in for a big game here as well. And I think the Cowboys' banged-up secondary are going to see the real Ben Roethlisberger in this one. I like the Steelers laying the 2.5 and make it my five-star of the maybe of the year so far.
All right. I like it. So Jabs winners this week, Arizona, Bucks and Bears over, and Pittsburgh. So there you go. That's how to make a little cash. Who are you keeping an eye on in some daily fantasy? I need to scoop you again this week.
Okay. So if I like an over, I'm guessing that there's going to be some there's going to be some things there. So I'm actually got a couple of Buccaneer stacks, if you will, and hopefully, Zach, that's not the stack that I'm putting in when you send our invitation out. But I like Jameis Winston to tied to Mike Evans. I also like their tight end Barth. He's been somebody that's been pretty good this week. Let me take a gander here where Barth is. He's actually moving up the charts a little bit on for tight ends this week. So it's going to be interesting to see if people are starting to kind of get on to that. There, you got him at $3,500. He's been a little bit lower than that in the past, but I think because of this game and how bad the Bears defense is, I think that's somebody that you can look at. Also in that game, as I pointed out earlier, Zach Miller, another tight end that you could take a gander with. Jay Cutler loves to throw to one Zach Miller, so that's a good spot there. And if you want to spend a lot of money, like I said, I think David Johnson is somebody who could just completely have a monster day. Always seems to find the end zone, Zach, even if he doesn't put up the yards. He catches balls out of the backfield, so PPR-wise, you're going to get that from him as well. And I just have a feeling they're going to be running the ball a lot in that game against a really depleted San Francisco team. Last time I checked, Mark Ingram, who's like 200 years old, ran for almost 200 yards last week against San Francisco. At San Francisco.
So he is like 200 years old.
Could do. And if you're looking for somebody a little bit lower, somebody that you can kind of plug in, I kind of like a sneaky play here, and he's a little bit cheaper than most of the running backs if you look at it, is Jonathan Stewart against Kansas City at home. I think the reason why Jonathan Stewart's not higher is because of the fact that right now Carolina's – they're playing Kansas City, who has a really good defense.
All right, very good. Well, I'm looking forward to our weekly fantasy league again. I got to get back on track. I've had a couple rough weeks, so already game planning on how I'm going to take down Jabby Burns this week. Looking forward to that.
Yep, and like I said, just get out there. If you see a veteran, if you feel like you want to give somebody a high five today, and just remember the people that are going out there. And remember, Maryland Terrapins tonight against American at 7 o'clock on your various basketball. College basketball is back this week, baby.
That's right. And if you haven't listened to the preview episode, it was on Wednesday's edition of Baltimore Sports Today. Jab and our good pal Patrick Guthrie breaking it all down for you. It was a very educational listen for me. So go back and check that one out and get ready for the Terp season. I'm looking forward to that getting underway as well. So take me to baseball season, Jab. That's what we need. We need something to take me to baseball season. So
can't wait to get there, brother. I'm excited.
That'll hopefully get us all the way there. All right,
I'm trying to get to Sonny Gray. You hear the Tiny Gray talk? Let's get Sonny Gray in black and orange.
Gray. Yeah, right. Good luck with that. What are you shipping to Oakland for Sonny Gray?
Everybody,
get out of here. That's what it's going to take.
Mm-hmm. He had a bad year last year. They're getting ready to get rid of him, aren't they?
No. Nope. I don't buy it. Had to mention baseball on a BST. We can't get
that's
through.
What we do.
We can't get through one show without a little baseball.
Yep.
All right, Jabby Burns. Have a great weekend. It's good talking to you, my friend.
You too, pal.
For Jab, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Baltimore Sports Today. You too. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.